and pulled it away. Ace of Base, the robotic voice, the beer, the blue-eyed man. Her mind filled with everything that had led up to her being in the pub car park, looking worse for wear. But the man was taking her home. That much she remembered. Her heart quickened. She reached down. Her skirt was on, but her knickers felt damp and cold. She'd urinated. Or had she? Why couldn't she remember leaving the pub? Her cheeks burned. What had the woman with the dog thought? Had she had sex with the blue-eyed man in the car park of a pub? The smell of oil came back to her as she tried to stand. She remembered the creaking back and forth. Where had she been? What had he done to her? What had she done? Why couldn't she remember anything that had happened after she left the pub? She flinched, feeling a deep throbbing pain below as she got to her feet. She wanted to cry with each step. She'd never have agreed to doing that. Never. What had he done to her, and why had her mind gone blank? As she stumbled towards the path home, tears fell down her cheeks. She couldn't hold them in any longer. She tried to think back, bridge the gap between her memories of being in the pub to ending up on the pavement. Her memories were gone. Nothing. A car drove past, blasting out "All That She Wants." All that she wanted was to remember what had happened. Who was the man? She was going to find out. Chapter 1. Thursday, 12th of April, 2018. Melissa grappled with the duvet until she poked her head out, reaching the cool air of the bedroom. She gasped as she rode the strengthening palpitations, fighting the waves of nausea back with a few deep breaths. The wine had gone down far too well, and now it was getting its revenge. She should have stopped at one glass. Staring into the darkness of her bedroom, she rubbed her sticky, sleep-filled eyes. Same story, different day. Her relationship with Daryl was slowly killing her. She needed out. They had a lovely house in an exclusive part of the Warwickshire countryside, savings and an investment portfolio, whatever that consisted of. She could get her divorce settlement and make a new start with their 2-year-old, Mia. She could go back to working as a customer service agent in insurance, earning a living, something Daryl had never approved of in their 6 years of marriage, even though they'd met when she started working for his company. He'd never approve of her lover, Jimmy, either, if he ever found out. But that was another story. Things were getting harder. Jimmy wanted her all to himself. Why had he complicated what they had? She checked her phone, making sure all Jimmy's messages were deleted, and, as always, they were. Even after hitting the wine, she always tried her best to delete any traces of what she was up to. She tucked the phone away in its secret place. Daryl could never know. During their marriage, she knew there had been others in his life. He was forever in the pub, or attending courses and conferences that needed overnight stays. Then there was his insatiable sexual appetite, to which she knew full well she wasn't attending. Credit card receipts showed meals for two in cozy restaurants. He certainly wasn't taking the staff to those types of places. He'd never even taken her to those types of places since they'd married. Dating had been different, and so had their 4 years pre-marriage. He'd given her everything. Taken her on last-minute romantic escapes and bought her flowers. He'd been perfect in every way. Handsome, intelligent, successful, and considerate. What happened? That was the only question she'd been unable to answer. After their wedding, their relationship declined. She thought that having Mia would bring him back to her, but it had driven him further away. Her needs and wants were no longer a part of his reckoning. She stared at the fluorescent clock. It was only 9:30, but the quietness of the house made it feel like the middle of the night. The television had been on when she'd gone to sleep. It had obviously turned itself off due to inactivity. The other side of